what happened? What happened? And this is really, really, really important, okay? And we thank you for being vulnerable enough to share where you are and where you were. And we need to talk about this now. Some terminology for those of you who haven't been here for a couple of weeks. We talked about the closet. And the closet is that place, and it's so funny, we have to share. Every time we talk about the closet, Frog has lived at least 20 different places. And there's one hall closet she always pictures when we say the closet. And it always makes us kind of laugh a little bit. So this is not a funny subject necessarily, but we're laughing because it's always the same closet. Do you have a visual of the closet? Mm-hmm. Is it always the same closet? Okay, well, see, this is where we get to kind of experience having a body and going, it's a metaphor, but there's really a physical closet. There's a physical closet that she pictures every time we say the closet. So, see, we're learning too. All right, so there's the closet. And in the closet are all the things you don't want to deal with. The things you feel guilty about, the things you're embarrassed about, the things that from past lives, the things on your list you haven't dealt with, all those things that you feel that you wouldn't want anybody necessarily to know about and or you would never want to live through again. All right? They're in the closet, whatever the closet looks like for you. And the requirement of keeping things in that closet so that they're not in your consciousness all the time is holding that closet door shut. So a part of your creative abilities, a part of your conscious life, subconsciously more, but part of, you know, taking up RAM is keeping that closet door shut. Of course, the goal, according to our cosmology, is to open the closet door and take things out, apply consciousness to them so that they then become healed and then they're an asset because there's something that added consciousness to you instead of requiring consciousness to keep away. Okay? Everybody can see how healing these things adds to you? Does that make sense to everyone? We don't need to go through that anymore? Okay. So, in this closet, when you intend to open the closet, we should say, when you say, all right, fine, I'm going to listen to Elohim and I'm going to agree with them enough to agree that I have to say I have this closet and in that closet are things I don't necessarily feel proud about or I'm afraid of, and I'm willing to open the closet and I'm willing to let the things come out and I'm willing to work with them. And the main way of working with them is to do the tool we taught where you say, oh God, that one time that you remember you did such and such, and you go back in your mind and you relive that time. And as you relive that time, you do it over. Now, you don't start from the very beginning. You don't run through the entire relationship. You can just take a portion of it that feels it's most up, okay? So you bring it out of the closet. You look at it. You apply consciousness to it. And you're kind to yourself in the process, okay? You're kind to yourself in the process. And we can give examples if you need examples of that. What's happening as you are all starting to do this is that there's more in the closet than you knew, and it feels big to do anything with any of them. So you're in a transition time right now. Before, you pretty much had the closet door shut. Every time your core emotion came up, something slipped out, but mostly it was just under the crack below. Now you're opening the door and you're saying, okay, I'm willing to do this. And as those things come out of the closet for you to deal with, they can feel very overwhelming because you don't yet have the patterns. You don't yet have the tool belt down to figure out the easiest and fastest and smoothest and most gentle way to go through them. Each one that comes out, you kind of go, again, was just awash in it again. And how could I possibly do this any differently? And your habitual response will kick up that says, the last 100 times I thought about this, this is what I reacted. So you're not only going against the idea that you're letting this thing out of the closet in the first place, but you're having to work with the fact that you have this habitual response that the last times you've reacted in getting more upset, blaming yourself more, judging yourself more, feeling like a victim. Okay?
That's it.
So we knew when you told Veronica that you were, let's see if we can quote you, throwing the closet door open, you didn't care who saw what was in there, you wanted it all out now.
Oh, did I hear that?
Yes. Oh, and we were expecting that you might need a little help with that declaration. Yeah. You did say something very close to that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So what we would suggest to you is that you're a little bit more gentle with yourself than that. Because finding the path through those things, you see, each one might need to be dealt with differently.